Well, mispronunciations aside, you'd think computer speech would have come a long way in the last few decades. So let's find out. The first mention of the technology we could find from this program was back in 1984.
So we went to the archives to listen to a report from then-science correspondent Ira Flatow. Here's a bit of it.
I am very pleased to introduce our next guest for you today. Beautiful Betty will sing All of Me.
All of me. Why not take all of me?
This virtuoso performance is not the product of a rising young star. Neither is the bad imitation of Lawrence Welk.
Fantastic. Just fantastic.
Actually, I thought it was a pretty good Lawrence Welk, for a robot anyway.
Again, this was 1984, and Ira Flatow reported on possible uses for machine voices.
If you want to leave messages for people now, what do? You have to call their homes, you have to call their secretary, sometimes you get their answering machines. You never know where your message is going to end up. But if you have a message system like the ADS system developed at IBM's Thomas Watson Research Center in Yorktown, New York, you can do this. You dial the person's office. The computer gets on the line and says,
"Please key press your last name. John Thomas, please key press your password."
Sounds just like voicemail these days.
Ira's report on computer-generated voices makes clear the basics are still the basics. Each word is constructed by stacking up the building blocks of speech called phonemes.
Let's synthesize a familiar phrase from scratch, as they do at the Watson Research Center in Yorktown, New York. We'll begin with just the loudness and timing. Remember, this is just the loudness and timing. Sounds more like Morse code than a phrase. Now, we'll add the overall pitch of the sentence. Now, one of the most important factors, the resonance made by the vocal tract. Add some of the formants. Should be familiar by now. Incidentally, you may think you heard it say the word two, or the T, but it didn't, says Thomas.
Your brain did something called phoneme restoration, and you imagined that the T was there, but it's really not.
Okay, let's put the T in there. That's a fricative, a hard sound. We'll add a little bit of nasalization. Your nose does influence the sound. And finally, you wind up with a phrase that even Shakespeare might recognize.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
And the answer is that computer-generated speech was very much to be, but it was just taking baby steps toward permeating our lives 31 years ago.
That's when Ira Flatow talked to IBM researcher John Thomas for that report on All Things Considered.